Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Welcome back to the work week, and we start off with some drama out of the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump, he was on stage to give his COVID-19 press briefing when a person from the Secret Service interrupted him and he abruptly had to leave the briefing.
Yes, he did. He was asked to step out for a moment. He came back a little while later and continued the press conference where he made this announcement. Have a listen.
There was a shooting outside of the White House, and seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work. But there was an actual shooting, and somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person. It seems that the person was shot by Secret Service.
So U.S. President Trump, they're claiming the situation under control. But if we take a look back at the long weekend, there are quite a number of things we have to touch on as well.
Yes, certainly. So looking back, the U.S. president took executive action to provide economic aid to millions of Americans that have been hit by the pandemic, saying he was forced to do so because talks at Congress had broken down.
So what we're looking at in terms of these new measures, it'll provide up to $400 per week in supplemental unemployment benefits. That's less than the $600 that people have been receiving until 31st July.
The president also said state governments would cover 25% of the new payments, whereas the previous benefit was fully funded by the federal government.
Okay, so we are about 3 months or less than 3 months until the U.S. election. Questions are now being raised over how fair they could potentially be.
Yes, this is after the head of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center, William Avanina, released a statement saying that China, Russia and Iran are among the countries seeking to influence the U.S. presidential election this year.
Yeah, and if it wasn't already bad enough, outside influence is not the only concern affecting November's presidential vote.
That's as congressional Democrats have called for an investigation into Trump administration policies into the U.S. Postal Service, which they say have slowed deliveries ahead of the election.
Yeah, and the mail-in voting that constantly keeps being brought up by the U.S. president, right? Finally, U.S.-China relations continue to deteriorate. Taiwan's importance is starting to grow.
That was made clear by the U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar's visit to Taipei to strengthen economic and public health cooperation with the country.
Well, we've got lots to talk about. And helping us out this morning is Steve Oaken, Senior Advisor, McLarty Associates. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Just trying to get ready for all the drama we're going to face this week coming out of Washington.
I'm glad you started us off with drama, because that shooting outside the White House, what have you learned about the situation so far? I mean, I know it's only just been a little bit over an hour since that happened. What information do you have, Steve?
Well, you know, the Secret Service is just the ultimate professionals when it comes to protecting the White House, protecting the president. And so you really just see that this comes through, that they still continue to do that, that when there is even the possible threat of an incident, they take no chances, they lock it down, they see what happens. So clearly, when they cleared the president so quickly thereafter, there was no immediate threat to the president, the White House, and it went forward.
They are every bit as good as Gerard Butler in Olympus Has Fallen, right?
Even better.
Okay. Well, let's get on to the other matters that have been brewing, of course. And this would be President Trump's executive COVID-19 relief measures. Does $400 in payments actually go far enough for unemployed Americans, would you say?
Well, first, they're not going to get $400, probably. The issue is that the United States system is set up where we have checks and balances, right? The Congress legislates and appropriates, the executive executes, and then the judiciary, the Supreme Court, lets people know whether what they're doing is constitutional or not. The president does not have the authority to give people money. Only the Congress has the authority to do that. What he is doing is, in a way, an accounting trick. The Congress has set aside money for the executive branch to prepare for hurricanes and deal with disasters. The president is going to take that money, and he's going to say $300 of that is going to go to those who are unemployed. And so what happens if we have a hurricane, then there's going to be no money to pay for that recovery. And he can't order the states to give that extra $100, the $400. So it's an accounting trick in a way. It doesn't give people the stability they need. It doesn't give them the money that they need. It's part of a negotiation strategy, and it's very hardball, and it might backfire on the president.
Wow. Problems, more problems. We have already seen reports of how U.S. intelligence agencies and officials concluded that Russia helped influence the 2016 presidential election. Right now, we're reading about how China, Russia, and Iran might be trying to influence the upcoming 2020 election. How likely is this outside influence expected to impact the election outcome? Talking about foreign interference and whatnot. And we're only less than 3 months away.
Well, what could happen is that it's the Americans who could make the interference more profound, because instead of trying to address the problem as one country saying there shouldn't be any foreign interference whatsoever, you could have, it being politicized. The Russians are reported to prefer Donald Trump to win again because it's better for Russia, they think, if he's the president as opposed to Joe Biden. The conventional wisdom is that Iran or China, certainly Iran for sure, would rather see Joe Biden win because Iran may come, the U.S. may come back to the nuclear agreement with Iran. And so now you're going to have charges, well, oh, if there's negative, it's because, Biden's weak. Or if it's negative, it's because Trump's weak. And that hyper-partisanship is going to make that foreign interference much worse and actually do what it is that the Russians and the Iranians and potentially the Chinese want to see happen. And I don't see it, the country coming together to act as a country, but rather to act as putting party first.
Meanwhile, Steve, since we're talking about interfering with things, let's talk about the U.S. Postal Service. Can you break down the policy changes that have occurred there and how these are could have a significant impact on the upcoming election?
Well, you have to understand how vote by mail works in practice. And what happens there typically is that the people who vote by mail earlier tend to be older, they tend to be people who have made up their mind, and they tend to be Republican. The people who vote by mail at the last minute tend to be minorities, tend to be younger, tend to be making up their mind at the last minute, and those people tend to be Democrats. And so if you delay the vote of the delivery of the mail, and the mail, these postal ballots have to be in by election day. So people who vote earlier are not going to see the impact of a slowdown in delivery because there's fewer overtime wages available, or that Amazon packages are given priority over letters. So what will happen is you're going to get a delay in delivery. That delay is going to take people who mail just before the election to not being received until after election day, and their votes don't count. And that benefits Republicans. And so the Postal Service is end of saying we're going to do everything we can to make sure every letter gets delivered and everybody who wants to vote gets their ballot in on time, is now slowing things down, and it will have a disproportionate impact favoring Republicans over Democrats just when people vote by mail.
Steve, quick last question, and it's about U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar. He's in Taipei, and of course, he's talking about strengthening economic and public health cooperation, right? My question is, are we reading too much into this? I mean, is it even fair to ask the question that this could make relations between the U.S. and China even worse? Or really, is it just a case of strengthening diplomatic relations?
Oh, no, it could make it worse. we're down that path, and everything that the Trump administration is doing is intentionally trying to make matters, worse between the U.S. and China, to have more of a break, to turn away from, a compete but collaborate at times to being a full-blown confrontation. There's never been a cabinet secretary that's gone to Taiwan out of respect for the, one country approach, the single, PRC approach that the U.S. has had dating back to 74. So it's very provocative. Yeah, look, Taiwan, of course, they should be part of the global response to COVID, but there's other ways to do it. So this is clearly provocative. It's on top of everything else the U.S. has done with, WeChat and TikTok and the bans that could be coming there, on top of everything that happened before that, on top of the sanctions against Carrie Lam and her families in Hong Kong, on top of the sanctions for the treatment of the Uyghurs. So it's part of a deliberate strategy by the Trump administration to be much more confrontational to China, and it's only going to get worse between the U.S. and China in the coming months leading up to the election.
We've been speaking with Steve Elkin, Senior Advisor, McLarty Associates. Steve, thanks so much for taking the time. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
You too. Great to be back.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.